Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. We're so very happy to have Pastor Smith back in the studio with us. As I told all of our listeners, she just buried her husband on Saturday past. But what a laurel. And always ready to do the will of God. I'm so very happy to have her back in the studio with us. As always, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer as our co-host come. Co-host.
Father, we thank you this evening and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your holy name because you are worthy. Lord, we thank you for your direction and your guidance today, Lord. We thank you for the visionary of Facing Your Fears radio talk show. We thank you, praise God, as you continue to lead and guide into the topics that are poured into the world, that are richly blessing all that's connected. We thank you for our listeners throughout the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Now remember, listeners, you can join us on this awesome topic on today just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Today, the co-host and I will be discussing living in a dangerous environment. As we know, the month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we certainly want to apologize for not coming up with a lot of topics for this month, but we will move on for the rest of the month and bring you some information on domestic violence. Yes, today's topic is living in a dangerous environment, one that should be discussed as often as possible, domestic violence. We should want to hear more about it, and the leaders of our community should bring the subject as often as they can to enlighten and educate the community on domestic violence. Domestic violence is a serious crime. And as we all may have heard, a lot of people have gotten killed or have gotten hurt living in such environment. As we go forward on today, with my co-host and I, we're going to be bringing information in reference to domestic violence, and the environment is one that lives in an abusive situation, or cannot and don't know how to get out of that situation, or afraid to get out of it. Well, we're standing in the gap today for those victims, as we cry out for them. And if you're living in that type of environment, or know someone is living in that type of environment, we want to encourage them that there is help out there for them, help that can help them to escape such abusive partner. Now, as we have said in the last year and the year before, we know that men are a victim of domestic violence as well as a woman. So it's not just women that are victims. We also have men that are being abused by their partner, which is women. So we want to just put it out there for male or female. If you're living in that type of environment, then you need to pray and ask God to help you to come from under that type of abuse. Because who wants to be abused 24/7? Or if their partners are not home 24/7, they're home, they go to work, and they come home, it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. The victims are being abused, if not physically, they're being abused mentally. They're being abused with someone calling them out their name, verbal abuse. So my partner, my co-host is going to come now in the studio with me, and she's going to share some things, very important, informative information on domestic violence and the danger of living in such environment. Co-host.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you so much, Dr. Chapman, and our amazing listeners out there around the world. As we're sharing today about the danger in domestic violence, I just want to share, as evangelists have started out sharing about this in the month of October, domestic violence is a form of abuse, as we all know, and it's used to harm. Many times in domestic violence issues, it's used to harm or to control another person. We have to understand that there are different forms of abuse, and these different types of abuse in domestic violence includes physical, emotional, sexual, reproductive, financial, or digital. Although these victims of these domestic abuse can be of any gender, race, age, or sexual orientation, violence is most common, as statistics show, in women ages 18 to 34 and among women and men of all nationalities. In addition, we have to understand that when you're in a dangerous surrounding or dangerous arena where this abuse is taking place, we have to understand that there is one or the other person that is operating in a superior place. In other words, that person has to be in control. And some way, form, or fashion, they have made the other person feel, male or female, that they are inferior. So therefore, there's a fear. So domestic violence, when we see this, it's a crime. It's not right for someone to be suppressed or oppressed by anyone, for someone to be held captive, for someone to be abused. It's a crime. Abuse occurs when a domestic partner wants to what? Control. Many times when people feel a need, or an individual feel a need to control his wife, or his wife feel a need to control her husband, or man control a woman, woman control a man, vice versa, what have you, they have a need for control. That's a health issue. That's a mind issue. That's a mental issue. Somewhere there's a battle in the mind where for some reason someone feels that they have the right to dominate another human being. And physical harm, regardless of whether it's physical or mental, it takes away from the individual that is receiving it. Abuse occurs when that person wants to control you, physically harm or have power over you or over your mind. Don't want you to think. Don't want to give you the right to think. Feel that you're not capable of doing that. So because they seem to think you're incapable, they take authority over that. But there are preventions to this. There are ways to prevent the violent behavior. Sometime when you're in that arena, it may seem impossible because there are reasons why people stay. Many people stay, or male or female, because abuse happens to men as well as to women. So many people stay for various reasons. Some stay, they don't have the financial support, and they feel that if they left from that arena, they wouldn't be able to survive or have the things. They're captivated by something in that arena that has allowed them to bow and say abuse is okay. But what I want to say to you this evening, it's not okay. It's a crime. You are worth more. You got to know your worth, and you are not created to be abused, to be belittled, to be taken advantage of, to be made a doormat. No, you are fearfully and marvelously made. Wonderful are your works, and that you got to know right well. Know your worth. Abuse is not okay, and there are strategies for preventing this type of abuse. Understanding the individual factors, which include age, education. Some people try to avoid it and hide it through substance abuse. That doesn't make it go away. Relationship factors including peer and social groups, domestic partners, family members, community factors. There are so many things that are involved in this. But the most important thing is for you to understand that you are worth more than that. You are not to be okay with being abused. And it takes a space and a place where you have to develop and these strategies to prevent that type of violence. And the way that's developed is that you, number one, you're taught, even from a young lady being raised up from a child, you're taught what it means to be loved, what it means when someone really cares for you. When they love you, when they really care for you, they don't abuse you. They don't knock you around. They don't beat you. They don't take away your identity. When you love someone, you want to build them up. You want to encourage them. You want to support them. You want to tell them that they can do it, even if they feel they can't. You're an encourager. You're inspired when you love someone. So let us understand today that abuse, most, it's a crime. I yield back to Evangelist Chapman.
You are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. Now, let's not get it twisted. A lot of victims that's living in this type of environment I agree with the co-host when it said for various reasons. Now, there are some abusers that maybe have come from an abusive family, raised up seeing their mother, their father being abused by their mother, being abused by their father, father being abused by their mother. So some of them in their minds, they think that this is the way that you should live. This is the type of environment that they were accustomed to. But I'm here to say to an abuser that is not the way. That, I mean, counseling, and as well as the victim, their victims, there are counseling, or you can go to a counseling or group. Or most of the time you find the victims are afraid to leave home because their abusers do not allow them to leave home when they're not home. They're not allowed to go anywhere when they are at home. Most of abusers do not allow them to communicate with their families. They do not allow them to have friends. This, when you are connected in a relationship and your partner do not allow you to talk to your family members, do not allow you to have friends, do not allow you to have your own time for yourself, that is abuse. And it's going to lead into bigger and more crime of factors as you remain in that type of environment. And I would like to ask a question to my co-host on today. Pastor Doris, do they have a lot of abusive cases there in Miami? Or have you ever been connected to, I know yourself, you have been a survivor of domestic violence, but do you know of any family members or close friends there in Miami that you know have been in that type of environment and was blessed to come out of it, or maybe someone that's still in that type of environment that you are trying to reach and get them to come out of that type of environment?
Yes, Evangelist. There are the domestic violence, I believe from my experience and knowledge and counseling and ministering is worldwide. I believe it's everywhere. A lot of places I find that it's hidden at. There are levels where even in ministry where domestic violence is hidden, it's there, but the woman don't want to talk about it because of who the pastor is or who her husband is, who may be the bishop or may be the apostle of the ministry or the senior pastor of the ministry, and they don't want to talk about it. So they suffer and they live in silence in abuse until it gets to the point to where they don't have any other choice. It becomes so overwhelming until they have to cry out for help. So, yes, I have come in contact with, met several couples who have been able to come out of that type of relationship in ministry as well as in life in general and move on. Some have ended in divorce and moved on, and some have been able to heal and move on. But the key factor is we have to remember, regardless to what level abuse is, domestic violence is, it's wrong. And the reason why I find it lasts so long and it's covered up because of issues or statuses, purposes that people have or reasons they have for staying where they are financially, not feeling able to provide for themselves like that. So they succumb to that abuse. But when you realize that you can do for yourself and you don't have to succumb to that type of abuse, but that takes teaching, that takes helping, like you were saying earlier, if you've been in a surrounding, because this thing becomes like a generational curse as well. If you've been in a surrounding all your life and you've seen this nothing, you've never seen anything but abuse, and you've seen dad abuse mom all the time, and then you've seen brother abuse his wife, and you've seen uncle abuse his wife, and that's where you grow up thinking it's okay. So it becomes a curse until someone becomes strong enough to break that curse, to let it be known that this is not how it goes. Domestic violence is just not okay.
Yes, yes, and I can attest to that as well. One thing that some victims feel is they blame themselves. They feel that I've talked to many victims since I've been studying domestic violence and teaching domestic violence, and they say that they feel that they're the reason why the abuse continues in their homes. But do not fool yourself. I mean, do not blame yourself for something that another person. You're not that person. You can control what you do, but you cannot control what another person do. And they feel that it's love connected. But I'm here to tell you that if someone loves you, they will not hurt you. Love is not built on bodily injuries and kicking and beating and cursing you out and pulling your hair and slamming you up against the wall. I know some victims have really been hurt by their partners. Their abusers. I mean, they pick up anything and hit you with it. Some, I know some people have lost their eye. An eye got blind from being slapped. A fingernail has accidentally went in their eye, and they wind up blind. So remember that when someone slap you or curse you or just mean to you for no reason at all, you showing them love, and they are taking advantage of you, taking advantage of your love that you have for them, and they accept it and return it back with such violence. But I want to stress to the listeners on today, do not take domestic violence lightly. It is a deadly crime, and abusers, they need to wake up and know that they also can... Your life will be, I know a lot of couples, such as myself, when I was shot, my partner turned and shot him on, he took his own life. So you never know what's going to happen. They have some abuser that will kill you, your children, their children, and themselves. You never know what's going on through a mind frame of a person that wants to hurt you. Now, and then afterwards they tell you they're sorry. I won't never do it again. But they do it over and over and over and over until some victims have gotten immune to that type of environment. But what I want to say to the victims are there's a better way of living. I mean, you may feel as if you have nowhere to go. You have children. You don't have a job because your abuser did not let you get educated, would not allow you to work or would not allow you to get education. But once you come from abundant that type of environment, then you can be able to go back to school, to get some type of education, and you can become independent instead of being dependent on your abuser. So this is why Domestic Violence Month, they set aside a month for domestic violence because it's just as important as breast cancer awareness and other months that they have on the calendar, such as human trafficking. Now, all of that is connected with domestic violence. I mean, a child that has been caught up with human trafficking, where they beat them, they drug them, and to get them to do what they want them to do, prostitution, drugs, all of that is connected with domestic violence. So let us be aware that it is a bad, bad environment for anyone to live in. Let us start encouraging our family, our friends, and even in our churches and our communities. Because, yes, do not be a surprise because there is a lot of ministers, if you watch the news, has been arrested for domestic violence. You have police officers. Law enforcement has been arrested for domestic violence. You have the highest of the highest of positions, officials, I can go on and on and on. They also have abusers that with those type of positions. So we don't know what a person is going through. And one would not never know what you're going through until you get the courage to speak out, to cry out, and let somebody know what you're going through. Because just think about it. If you're being abused and you're tired of it and you say, well, then you use a weapon, and you kill that abuser, you have no record or no witnesses that can attest to you are living in that type of environment. That's why it's so important to tell somebody what you're going through and get some help for yourself, because there is help out there for you, and there's a counseling for you. There is a housing. If you have nowhere to go, you and your children, there are places that would take domestic violence victims in, and they're secret. No one knows where these housing, where they house these victims because of their safety. They do not give out that information. And once you start being around other victims that has been living in that environment, they can tell you their story, how they came up out of that type of environment, that gives you more courage to know that you can do it too. Along with prayers, you have to be able to look to the hills. You have to pray and ask God to guide you, because God loves all of us. He didn't create us to be abused and beat up and to be tossed about like on some piece of furniture or whatever they think their victims are. You know, I mean, God didn't make us that way. You know, the plans that he have in your lives are not those plans. Plans to bless you, not to harm you. So if you find yourself in a harmful situation, living in a dangerous environment such as domestic violence, I plead to you today, I encourage you on today to seek help for yourself. And there's a national hotline, I think, our co-host will be giving that number to you just before we close the show. And then you can look, Google up and find somewhere to go. If you start talking to someone, someone will have you, like some of your church leaders or just the law enforcement, if you go there, they would have the necessary information you need there in your cities and in your states that can help you to come out of that type of environment and live a more productive, blessed life than what you're staying in. And I'm encouraging the listeners on today to whatever you do, remember to talk to your daughters, talk to your sons about domestic violence. Talk to them about human trafficking, drug abuse. All of these things are connected. My heart goes out to a lot of victims that I know, a lot of victims that's in jail. Females are there for domestic violence. And it used to have departments can go down and drop charges. Now that cannot happen. Now they have to do the time, or they send them to anger management classes.
Anger management, so
they can be taught, because a lot of them, some of them feel that they have no control over what they do. But I'm one that do not believe that. I believe that maybe at some point you live in that type of environment, or you've been living in it for so long, you feel that's the only way to live. But then you, if you really love someone and you really love them, not just because they are or someone that you can control or someone that you can make do what you want them to do, but if you really love them and really love your children, you would want to get help for yourself. The show is very short on today. It's almost time for us to close the show, and I'm going to let co-hosts come, and we want to give some information out on domestic violence. Next week, we would probably have a survivor that will be on and tell their story about how they were blessed to survive such environment. And we'll probably be bringing domestic violence into the month of November as well, because we're so late getting started this month with the topic domestic violence. But I am a domestic violence individual that supports, and I'm very concerned about the victims that are living in such environment. Co-host, do you have information you can give to our listeners on today? The 800 national number where they could call, or other numbers where they can call or give to their family members, or if listening in on today and you are a victim, the co-host will come to you with a number where you can call to get some help for yourself. Co-host. Co-host, are you still with me? Co-host, are you still in the studio with me at this time?
Yes, it went out just for a moment, but it came back in. So we're now, can you hear me, Evangelist?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Did you hear what I was saying to you?
Yes, we do have the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and that number is 1-800-799-7233. The National Domestic Violence Hotline, again, is 1-800-799-7233. So if you need to reach out, that is the National Domestic Hotline for Domestic Violence.
Thank you, co-hosting. At this time, I want to thank our listeners for tuning in on today. And I encourage you to call back every Thursday from 4:30. And we've been having shows from 4:30 to 5 o'clock. But we'll be starting back from 4:30 to 5:30. So we're going to ask our co-host to do our closing prayer at this time. And I'm asking everyone to pray for those victims and know that I love you, and keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep everything that you do, remember to keep Jesus in your plan, because God loves you and so do our co-hosts. We bring our closing prayer at this time, and we will end the show for today.
Father, we thank you and we praise you. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we lift you up and magnify your holy name because you are worthy. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up around the world, praise God, those that are dealing with domestic violence, that man, praise God, that's afraid, that woman that's afraid, those children, oh God, that are living in homes where they're invaded with fear. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will reach out across the world because you're omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. Know everything, see everything, everywhere at the same time. Cover them in your blood and Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And that's the end of the show for today. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.